Cumberland, the India weather, William. First match, obviously, fatal, nice and roll.
Yeah, it's proven to be. That's why I wasn't overly disappointed the other night. Obviously, I was disappointed to lose. I think this game we should be winning, but it was still in our own hands to a very large extent. But obviously, with the weather now intervening, it's completely out of our hands. And yeah, with this point, should have been making it three. So that's what makes the loss against Oman harder to take.
What do you think of your performance in the
other
overs? That were moment, the fielding was a bit off the mark.
Yeah, look, we missed a couple of chances. That one in the first over, and not a bit of stopping chance as well. Look, those things happen. I don't know what you put that down to, but it's not lack of preparation anyway. So, yeah, it happened. I'm not overly bothered about it, to be honest.
Just not bothered, like we're out of the tournament, obviously. It's no way back now.
Well, obviously, I'm bothered, like we're out of a competition. It's a world competition. We want to be here. We want to be in the next round. So, yeah, it's disappointing.
Anything else? Melinda?
It was interesting hearing Peter Warren talk in the other evening. He was pretty impassioned and referenced the fact that after the last World Cup, you were calling for a lot more for associates, but you felt that it was just falling on deaf ears. Do you have anything to sort of reflect for them as well? There's some really disappointing man about that too.
Yeah, I haven't heard Peter's interview, so I don't know what obviously he had said, but yeah, it's been a bugbear for a while, and that's obviously why this competition is here in the two phases, because the ICC will lose a lot of revenue. If one of the top nations go out in a phase in the early rounds, it doesn't happen in any other world competition. Every other sport grows their competition. You look at football, they're increasing the amount of teams, so the 2023 World Cup. Rugby have done the same. They said that 6 months out before the World Cup just gone in October it started. So they're looking to progress their game. It's just a shame that the ICC at the top level keep insistent on cutting teams and more preparation. Look, we haven't helped ourselves in this competition. We've come here, we've lost our first game, and obviously this one won't be washed out. You never know what would have happened, but yeah, I do think it has fallen on deaf ears a lot of the time, and especially after the last World Cup, I'd say there's a lot of people at the top table were quite happy when we missed out on Runyate not to go through, because I think it makes it a bit easier for them just to ignore all the comments and just let it die out over time, because that's what does happen. So it is frustrating from our point of view, but I think we've got a great team in Cricket Ireland, especially in the board. Warren Dutton does an excellent job, and I think that they'll keep fighting and we'll keep fighting, but yeah, we've got to put performances in on the pitch as players. We know that when we come to every major event, and not just major events. We've got four big games this year. We've got two against Sri Lanka at home and two against Pakistan at home, and those are games we have to be winning, and especially on home soil to put even more pressure on to get even more fixtures like that.
Peter, can you explain the innings? That is how exclusive.
Yeah, he's obviously taken a lot of confidence from the last game. He got 80-odd and set the side up to a winning total. He came out and played with a bit of freedom. We obviously had a little chance there with a stumping as well to get him early on, but he struck it pretty cleanly from the off. A lot of T20 games in the power play, you can win and lose them, and especially down to a 12-over game, those four overs can be pretty important. And I think they got off maybe 48 or 50 off the four overs, which is a pretty good start. And being done down, it sets up a good platform, but I think the two spinners will pretty well there to claw that back and create chances and pick up a couple of wickets.
Yeah, Robert, go ahead.
What does the rest of the year look like in terms of playing cricket for
you? Well, we've obviously got we've got a big game against Holland on Sunday. Obviously both sides are out of the competition, but you want to leave on a winning note. Then from our point of view, I think our next cricket is the 16th of June against Sri Lanka as a side, so they'll be building up to that. We've got quite a few lads involved in county cricket, so that'll be their focus, and that's obviously quite good preparation being in cricket, building up to that. Obviously we'd like a few more fixtures. That's quite a way off. It's still a few months away, so to have that kind of break, especially in season as such, is the gaps that we want to be filling. So we are grateful, for want of a better word, that we're getting those two games against Sri Lanka and the two games later against Pakistan in the summer. But I think that's where a lot can be done, and a lot is being done, especially with touring sides coming to England. We're just across the water, so 45-minute flight. So I think that playing those games is great for ourselves, and obviously good for the touring sides coming over as well.
Okay, thank you.